We're still now on Logos, MV Logos, and we are about to ask Gabby how she come to know the Lord Jesus as her own personal Saviour, and indeed her involvement with OM and Logos. Now Gabby, it's over to you. We've got about 5 minutes for you to tell us all this, and we'll leave it entirely as you wish to tell it.
Yeah. My name is Gabby and I come from Germany, and I came to know the Lord approximately 6 years ago. And even I grew up in a Christian home. I knew a lot about the Bible, and I went to Sunday school and to the Sunday service, but I never discovered that it's important to have a personal relationship. And I felt very unsatisfied and always had a desire more to die than to live. And once I heard in a sermon that one challenged us and asked us, how can we be ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of our life? And this really cut my heart, God's word, the first time. And I went there and asked him, how can I get a personal relationship to him? Since I grew up in a church and I heard a lot, I never discovered that you must have a personal relationship to the Lord. And so he explained me very simple, the way of salvation, that I can accept Jesus Christ in my heart. Like I'm talking to my father, as a child comes to the father, I can talk to him and really ask him that he cleanses me and forgives me, and I accepted him as my Savior and Lord. And since then, really, I found a purpose in my life. Like I really have the joy I didn't find before, and really whatever thing I need, love and strength and really the fulfillment to keep on going and manage this life by his grace every day. And there was always the desire in my Christian life really to grow. And I noticed very much that it's important that you witness as a Christian and share God's love to other people. And never I knew actually how I can do this. And through my sister and other friends in the hospital, I was training there as a nurse, I heard about Operation Mobilization and that you can spend your holiday going with them and do evangelistic work, going from door to door in various countries in Europe. And I wanted to go there, and finally I went there. It was 2 years ago. And I learned there very practically how I can share the gospel. But before we went to that summer crusade, I heard about the Logos on the conference. And I was very, very interested in, but I didn't feel that I am grown enough or spiritual enough to come on the Logos. But I committed it to the Lord and prayed about 1 year. There was always the desire for me to go in other countries and get to know other needs and other people and other religions and how I can share my faith. And 1 year later, as I went again to the conferences from Operation Mobilization and really committed this unto the Lord, really the Lord guided me and opened the door that I can come to the Logos, and here I am now.
Amen. Now, would you like to just add to that? Speaking to Joe, and Joe's just given his testimony, Joe Murray,
yes,
your good favourite cook, and he's asked us to make sure that you young ladies tell how old you are.
Well, how old I am?
Yeah.
I'm 23.
And as a young person, have you any regrets of putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Regrets?
Any regrets? Are you sorry? Did you ever
oh, no, I never, no minute in my life I regretted that I put my trust in the Lord. It's really a fulfillment and a satisfaction and joy I am not able to find in anything in this life. And I never regretted it, even if sometimes suffering and hardness, but praise the Lord.
Now, one quick one before you go is, we've been asking different ones. You've used the term Jesus Christ as your Lord. What do you mean by that?
It means that I really, as I invited him in my heart, I really wanted him that he has the first place, and that I really commit my all the areas, my will, my desires, my what I'm doing with my time or what I'm going to do each day. I really commit this into the Lord, and I want that he decides and he rules over my life. And I really want him that he has the first place in my life about all the areas, that he's Lord my life.
Amen. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Welcome.
And may God bless you as you move to Melbourne.
Thank you very much.
And,
God bless you.
Enjoy and encourage the others there. Thank you very much, Gabby.